that was driven by strong growth in retail. Our economics editor, Ed Conway, says it's significant as the UK dipped into a recession in the second half of last year.
It may well be the shortest-lived recession that we have had and one of the shallowest recessions that we've had in modern history. If these numbers turn out to be right, it's worth saying they can get revised quite quickly, and we also need to know what happens in the rest of the quarter. So we need the data for February, we need the data for March.
A Conservative minister suggested the party won't be returning money to a major donor accused of making racist comments. It's claimed Frank Hester said former Labour MP Diane Abbott made him want to hate all black women and should be shot. Rishi Sunak facing calls to return the £10 million he gave. Kevin Hollenweg thinks it's time to move on.
His comments were wrong. Racist, he's apologised. That's not excusing his comments.
No, I agree. But I'm asking the question, is the party content to spend money?
Well, on the basis he's not a racist and has apologised for what he said, yes.
Asylum seekers in the UK could be paid by the government to move to Rwanda. The reported plan is separate to proposals to send people seeking asylum to the East African nation to have their claims processed. A new law which will clear the names of wrongly convicted sub-postmasters will be brought in later. The legislation will apply in England and Wales. And investigations find hundreds of people in WhatsApp groups across the UK are attacking wildlife with catapults. They're sharing videos of animals being killed with the weapons. And if you have tattoos, a beard or piercings, you could help train a guide dog puppy. A new campaign wants young dogs to get used to unfamiliar things that might spook them. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Is it going to be any better than yesterday? Let's have a quick look. 14 degrees, so feeling warm, a light cloud and a moderate breeze. And hopefully today it should remain dry.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting excellence with the breakfast show. I was having a little sing. The way that life goes round as I came into the studio. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter there for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with the breakfast show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You got me for the next couple of hours here with Eat My Brunch. Oh, I've got a message coming from Billy. Billy, am I playing out your track too early? It's not out till Monday. I always do that, you know. I'm probably going to get told off. I was going to play out Billy Brown's brand new track, but I might have got in there a bit early because I think it's released on Monday. So, don't do it. Don't do it. Or update on the Shaft and Splodge. Don't know. I'll check the message in a minute. Very good morning. I hope that you're going to have a great day no matter what you are doing. Yesterday when I got in, I just seemed to stuff my face for hours on end. I don't know what was wrong with this here. I was eating crisps. I ate 2 packs of crisps, big bags. I don't normally do that. I don't know why. I just, trying to find some wine. And just kind of just picky, you know, when you're in the fridge, not literally, but I was having hummus. You know, I've got hummus. I'm absolutely obsessed. Hummus crackers with beetroot. I'll eat that all day long. But I could eat that for breakfast, dinner, and tea. I'd just go mad on it. So I was eating hummus. That's healthy, but it's fat, isn't it? Because we eat olive oil and stuff, and chickpeas probably. But yeah, so I did that. And then actually last night. Netflix. I'm just going to try and see which film it was, because I really enjoyed it. It's a little bit different. And I can't think of the girl's name. Films 2024. Let's see if it's going to come up. Damsel. It was quite a good film, actually. I didn't mind it. It has in it, what's her name? The actress, Millie Bobby Brown, who has been in Stranger Things. And I really liked it. I enjoyed it, actually. And also, Ray Winston's in it. It's got a very strange part in it, actually. It's a bit of a strange accent for Ray Winston, but still really good. Robin Wright, Angela Bassett is in it as well, Nick Robson, but Millie Bobby Brown's the star. And it's about dragons and things. So I don't know if it's for young kids. I don't know what the rating is. It's got 6.2, actually. I didn't mind. It was just a little film to fill in the evening, you know. I still haven't watched it because I've got to be in a particular mood to watch that. Because I think it is quite, it's quite violent in places. Oh, and Billy Brown's got a video out, has he, as well? Oh, the song will be officially released next Monday. I don't want to see your face no more. Oh, that's not a bad movie. He's never seen me face. We've also got Platinum Mind. We'll be playing that, which is a super track. I really enjoy that. 1974, that's how it was in those days, which is a spoken track. I really enjoy that. And we've got the new one as well from Ed Rome, which I played out yesterday, which I absolutely love as well. So we've got loads of great music coming up on the show. And there's no guest today. It's just me and you. The M25, I'll be doing some traffic and travel in a while. M25 again when I came in this morning. It was a little bit busy, but I managed to do a bit of a sneaky turn off to get here. A sneaky little turn off down the back lane. So I wasn't late this morning, which is good. I don't like being late anywhere. I've got my nice lilac TikTok jumper on, which has lasted quite well. Yeah, I quite like it, actually. I like a bit of bright colour on me. And I woke up this morning, I did all my makeup, and then I had to put some mascara on. I couldn't find mascara. I had to open a new one that I've got, which was annoying, because I was trying to... I don't know what I was saving it for. Anyway. And I had to put the magnifying mirror down, and when I did, I had a big whitehead on my nose. I was like, what's going on now? I didn't even know. I didn't even see it. And I was like, oh my God, I was trying to get rid of it. Sorry if you're eating your breakfast. But I was like, what's that doing there? I'm an older woman. I don't want me to get acne. I mean, I used to get around my chin when I was a teenager. Not massively, though, and that's into my 20s. And then by my 30s, it kind of disappeared. But sometimes you get, like, the odd spot, don't you, on your face? But, yeah, it's... I used to have, like, a travelling boil. Which used to go from... I'm sure it was the same boil. It used to be on my chin. And then it would go into the centre of my eyebrows. Just right central. Right central. Which was really just horrible. It flared up one New Year's Eve and it was huge. And I couldn't do anything about it. It was just, and it got, I put makeup on it and it just got really angry and hot and glowing. And I've got a picture of me somewhere. Oh, it's just terrible. It's just terrible. Always happens on the day you want to go out. You're like, no! But yeah, I used to have this boil. And my sister said with her boil, I don't know if this is true, that it had a root in it. I think she lied. I think it was a teenager when she told me this. And she said she got tweezed and got the root out and it never came back. I don't think that's right. We could look it up online if you like. Do boils. Let's have a look. I believed her. Do boils have roots? Like little tree roots. That's what she said. Oh, it appears single or multiple and may have deep roots under the skin, which hurt and make you feel uncomfortable. Oh, is that the right thing? How to get the root out of a boil? I didn't know. Oh, it says medical professionals and dermatologists. Don't do it yourself. Oh, removing the core of a boil is an outpatient procedure that requires a local anaesthetic. Oh, there's people online, actually. Sometimes they end up on my For You page where you see, like, the pimple popper doctor and stuff. And you want to turn away, but you're like, I can't help but watch. there's people out there going, Michelle, you're gross and horrible. I know, it's not a particularly good habit to have, is it, no?
You better not kill the groom, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know about your kind. And so I'll have to play. You better not kill the groove.
I know.
That was Sub with Ain't No Love. Ooh, got a little bit of itchy head. Do you know what I'm eating? I thought, you know, remember I was talking about those donuts? And now I've eaten it over three, I must admit, I've eaten it over 3 days. It's got a little bit stale because I cut it in half and had a little bit yesterday and well, not all of it. And then I had some a bite of it the day before. I don't bite into it because otherwise I'd have saliva. But I've got, what's it called? Let's have a look. It is called a Yum Nuts. Oh, that's what it's called. A Yum Nut. And it's got some sort of like frosting on the top. It's only a tiny bit. Don't have a go at me. It's only a tiny bit. I really enjoyed it.
I was perched outside the port in rain, trying to make myself a sail. Then I'll float to you, my darling, with the evening on my tail. Although not the most honest means of travel, it gets me there nonetheless. I'm a heartless man at worst, babe, and a helpless one at best. Darling, I'll leave your skin, I'll even wash your clothes. Give me some candy before I go. Oh, darling, I'll kiss your eyes and see you down on your rug. Just give me some candy after my hug. Oh, I'm often fast places, but the hurt things at all see. And although I'm left defeated, it's held against my name. I know you got plenty to offer, baby, but I guess I've taken quite enough. Well, I'm something dear on your bedsheet. You're my diamond in the rough. Darling, I'll be your skin, I'll even wash your clothes. Just give me some candy before I go. Oh, darling, I'll kiss your eyes and lay down off your rug. Just give me some candy after my clothes. Just give me some time before I go. Oh, darling, I'll kiss your eyes and lay you down on your rug. Just give me some time after my hug. And I'll be there waiting for.
if I've ever heard that before. That is Paolo Nutini with a Candy. Just coming up to 10:20 on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making a celebration that bit more special.
Why not try an award-winning takeaway and spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional dishes. To order, site at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, there's interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at the price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM. Now, this track isn't officially out until the 1st of April. It's a track by Ed Rome, who is an Essex-based singer-songwriter, producer and multi-instrumentalist. He's superb, and yeah, check out. It's called The Vendetta.
When you fall ill with thy laughing, you know.
hear that? Did you hear that? Up there, what a range that guy's got. That is Ed Rome. That track is called The Vendetta, but it's not out until the 1st of April. But I get tunes early, so I thought, well, why not? I said, Ed, is it okay? Ed's like, yeah, go for it. Just go for it, you know. I think really release dates now, it's yeah, I don't know. Most people, it's also when you say to people, well, pre-order my song. Nobody ever does, unless you're somebody probably like, as I always mention, Beyonce. Otherwise, it's just not worth it. You just tell people the song might be coming out, and then it's up to people if they want to listen to it. Mostly your family and friends won't. They won't listen to it, and they don't appreciate the work and energy that goes into creating music. What you want to do is have fans that actually like what you do. It's the same, isn't it? It's always the same. I was talking to some, I think it was the guys from Beat Bakery, actually, and they said they put out a song, and then people would say, when's the next one coming out? Do you understand? It was gone into producing that. When's the next one out? When you release another song? Yeah, whatever. I should have a look at that spot on my notes. Do you know what? I thought I brought in powder with me today. I don't normally use it on my face. I thought it would be a good excuse to powder my spot, because I'm out after the show. And I didn't want it on display. But I don't know what to do. I don't know where it came. Literally, just suddenly appeared. I mean, I don't normally get spots. I wonder if Bob will see it. He'll probably come in and say good morning to me, or good afternoon to me, and my spot. He's not that cruel, though, Bob. Here's John Cook and Usher is standing. See you.
I push up on this funk and give me miracles. Make you know how we'll love to ride is something we control. For real, I know you feel that. The universe approves when you and I dance. Oh, I like it in heaven, sending vibes, yeah. It's where we believe we go. Right here. You feel it? Coast. We rolling yet? Coast. Yeah. Coast. Come here. Stand.
land of local radio, because it's radio. And it's local.
Now, question of the day, which is what I was meant to be doing. What I was meant to be doing, and then I completely forgot. You know, in your brain, I get that quite a lot, actually. I turned off the music and I thought, what was I meant to be saying? Was it something? And I just sat here and went, ooh, not too sure. Right, the question of the day. I do know what I've got to say now, okay? I do know. So let's have a look. Yep, because I can't remember anything. I've got terrible memory as well. I've eaten that donut, by the way. Very nice to do. Right. Just in case you're wondering. Right. There we go. The question of the day. What are your current feelings towards politicians? Okay, in general. Do you feel it's pretty much the same as it's always been? Or do you feel we've reached new levels across the political board? Now, this isn't asking you about, you know, your political parties or anything else. I want to know what you think about politicians in general. One or two can give a name for sort of the whole, you know, political landscape. I mean, why would you want to be a politician? Those that come in, and we've spoken to people at Brentwood Council, and, you know, people work on that level. Your local councillors from all the different parties, normally they do great work, because they really are on. They're doing it because they're passionate about what they do. You know, you get a lot of politicians up in, you know, Westminster that are good politicians, never had a job, never worked in office. You know, and when you think about sometimes when things happen and millions and millions of pounds get spent, or they go over budget by millions and millions of pounds, you think about if you did that at work, what would happen to you? yes, I did the stationery order. I've seemed to have overspent by £400,000. Michelle, you were only meant to buy some envelopes. Yeah, see. So let me know what your thoughts are. Do you think that it's always the same? We just hear about more things now because of the world that we live in. Or do you think there's a new level of across the political board? So it's not about parties in general. I don't want to make this, you know, political. I just want to know about your thoughts on politicians. That's the question of the day. I know, very serious today, Michelle, very serious. Already got one answering. Yeah, I've got a few, actually. So let me know what you think, OK? Good morning to Alison. Well, she's got the hygienist this morning and a neighbour popping in, but she's definitely going to listen. Thank you for that. it's always nice to know, hygienist, it's a luxury. I can't even get in to see a dentist. Anybody else having problems? I think there's a thing on the NHS you can put, find me a dentist. I need to find an NHS one, really. Otherwise, it's going to cost me a lot of money. And I don't, you know, I've got a hole in my tooth. At the moment, it doesn't hurt. I'm very lucky that I've got a massive hole in my tooth, which is not hurting, because that could change very suddenly. And I could have a massive toothache, unless the nerve is dead. Which we can only hope. I suppose that means my tooth is going to fall out. Who's this? I've not heard of this track. Shall I play it? Oh, no, I have heard of it. Oh, I know. I like this. Jason Derulo and Michael Bublé with Spicy Margarita.
You're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on.
Met that girl in Cabo, wearing Ferragamo. We was going side for side like a bottle. Snuck into the bathroom, she might be a problem. Should probably stay away. Girl, you crazy, couldn't even wait for the moon. Shaking, trying to keep on.
Hey, you're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Sha, 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 sha. I just can't stop. You're the only one I want.
You're my spicy margarita, baby. Burn my tongue, make me say.
Morning, sex me in the morning. Put on a performance. I be going shot for shot for shot. She think I'm Jordan. Ain't no, we going on this.
Filling up your body, babe.
My spicy margarita, burn my tongue, make me shake, mix it up or get to me straight, turn me on, make me say, sha-sha-sha-sha, I just can't stop, you're the only one I want. You're my spicy margarita, baby.
My spicy, yeah.
Burn my,
you're my spicy, yeah.
Make me,
you're
say,
my, you're my,
hot enough.
Yeah, it's hot enough.
Should I take it off?
Yeah, yeah, you should take it off.
Is it hot enough?
Yeah, yeah, it's hot enough.
Should I take it off?
Yeah, yeah, you should take it off.
This time we run. Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel. The M25 was quite busy when I was heading in this morning. Let's have a little look. Still quite busy, actually. From the A127, as you get on to the M25, it's very busy up to Wilson's Corner. Traffic is heavier than normal, and the roundabout is blocking. Looks like it's quite busy around there. If you're coming off from the A1023 onto Brook Street roundabout, that's not too bad, but it's very heavy up to Brook Street roundabout. It's heavier than normal. A1023, a little bit heavy along the High Street up to Wilson's Corner, but Wilson's Corner is fine. A12 is running fine. Roadworks from 13 and 16 ongoing, and that's 41 hour speed and closures as well. So about 6 o'clock, sometimes they shut the turn off onto the A12, and you will have a little bit of problem. That's coming back through from Chelmsford. There are diversions in operation. Heading down the A25 towards the Q2 bridge, you've got a nice clear run. Can't see any problems on the roads. More traffic and travel in an hour.
I'm just
street of contemplation, you lost it. And in the night bars of annihilation, you lost it. Truth is out there.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
Phoenix FM.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime. Lightning strike me. Daydreams feels like I've been sending out the signals, hoping that you'll find me. I don't need the details. You don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me. We'll be right back.
place. If you ain't winning, get out my way. Done with these metal walls, so play small. Go and pass me the ball, I won't be saving face. Then you should know who you're up against. I am looking for someone to improve me. Pull me apart. Life is a movie, then I'm a star. If you want to have me, you better learn to love all of me. Now I know my worth, I'm my own woman. I put me first, I deserve. I'm a grown woman, I'm my own woman. Loving myself cause it's keeping me sane. I ain't here to be tamed, you can't get mad at me. Just cause I know who I wanna be.
That is Abby Flynn and Beat Bakery remix there of a track that was out just at the end of last year, her first solo release. I think she's got 169,000 listeners a month on Spotify, and Beat Bakery the same, both collaborating there with a fantastic track. That's My Own Woman, Abby Flynn and Beat Bakery remix. Just get to 10:56.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And now this Saturday, you've got, I think it's Furs, or Furs, I can't pronounce it, Requiem and Rutter's Gloria, Emmanuel Church. It's the Ricky Call Society, and they'll be performing this ever-popular, beautiful Requiem plus Gloria by John Rutter, and a well-known works. Professional baritone Alistair Merry will be performing solos. £12 tickets, that's really good, or £15 on the door. 7:30pm starts, and it's F-A-U-R-E-S. I think it's called Requiem. If anybody can tell me the correct pronunciation, do let me know.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Hi, join me, Jo Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6pm, with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Jo.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Jo can't breathe.
Through the black smoke, I can see your face. Embers they rain as the walls come down. Where do we go when the lights go out?
My sweat, my tears, and all you ever did was leave me here.
just to watch me on my knees. My heart, it bleeds while you pour gasoline all over me. Set me on fire, cause you love the hurt. Set me on fire, just to watch me.
What would you do if you lost control? How would you feel so old? Both your hands tied in the tape top mouth. Me on my knees, my heart, it bleeds while you pour gasoline all over me. Set me on fire, cause you love the hurt. Set me on fire, just to watch me.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.